It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Republican strategist Carl Calabrese is joining me on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line, looking back at last night's debate. Carl, what was your first takeaway?
Well, I thought it was a very good debate conducted by two gentlemen. It was one of the better debates I think we've seen in quite some time. I thought J.D. Vance did a great job. You know, he had a number of missions, and I think he accomplished them all, Susan. The first one was to undo essentially 2 months of very negative media coverage. He came across as cool, confident, very knowledgeable, and a warmth about him. He made a better case for Donald Trump's record and why Donald Trump should be elected president again than Donald Trump did in his debate. I was carrying on a text conversation with a couple of friends, and all of them said at some point during the debate, I wish he were our nominee. So I think that may have been a common feeling last night by Republicans after watching his performance. He did a great job also of tying Harris and Walz to the Biden record. That's something Trump missed in the last debate. And he did a wonderful job at pivoting. You and I have talked about this before. A good technique in a debate is to take a question that may not be in your favor, find a thread in it that allows you to pivot to what is in your favor. He did this. He gave a master's class last night in doing that. For example, when Walz criticized Trump for not trusting the experts, he said, you know, it was the experts who told us that globalization and offshoring our manufacturing base would be good for our workers. When they brought up climate change, he pivoted to say, we need to get manufacturing out of countries that are very dirty and polluting and bring them back to America. On guns, he pivoted to the guns coming across the open border. On housing, he pivoted to, we need to lower energy costs. And again, too many illegal aliens coming to this country are competing with Americans for housing, and that's driving up the cost. He did it time and time again, and I thought he was masterful on it.
I'm seeing a lot of posts this morning, Carl, saying that people not only wished that Vance was at the top of the ticket, but they wished that Walz was also, both of them were at the top of the ticket.
I can understand Democrats having a similar feeling. As I say, it was a very good debate. I heard Ted Lina's analysis of it, and he was right on. It was a good debate for people to watch. They both made some mistakes. They both had their weak moments. They both had some strong moments. But overall, I thought J.D. Vance won the debate. And let me just say that, as you know, Susan, when the last debate occurred, the presidential debate, I was very clear that I thought Harris won the debate. So I like to call him as I see him. I am not hesitant to call out my own party when it makes a mistake or does something wrong. You know, I've been on radio and television with many, many different Democrats, and most of them, not all of them, but most of them are incapable of criticizing their own party. I'm not like that, but as I said, I thought Harris won that debate, and I thought Vance won his last night.
Yeah, I know you're like that, and we appreciate that, Carl, too. Yesterday, so much was being made of what a poor debater Tim Walz is. Was that just to lower expectations?
I never believed that for a minute, Susan. That was exactly what it was. It was spin to lower expectations so that everybody could say, gee, he really did well. Here's a man who was elected to Congress 6 times and then governor twice. I've got to believe that during those 8 elections, he had many debates. So the idea that he was nervous about being on television, nervous about debating, that was all spin. Never believed it for a second.
All right, I want to ask this, too. It's not from the debate. Well, sort of. Middle East tensions. I mean, they're certainly ramping up right now. How is this, and I don't know why they're not calling it a war, how is this going to impact our election?
It's certainly going to impact it, and it's one of many events that could impact the election during the month of October. We all talk about October surprises. I think that may happen yet. They also talk about what they call black swan events, something out of the ordinary, and this certainly fits into that category. You've got events in Ukraine that could change the election. You've got events in the South China Sea with China that could impact the election. And you, who knows what else could happen in this country between now and the November election. If, God forbid, you were to have a terrorist attack in this country, that would certainly impact the election. So, you just got to kind of stay tuned and evaluate each incident as it occurs and hold it up to the election itself and say, how does it impact? Who does it help? Who does it hurt? But given the unpredictability of the times we live in, I've got to say, I think people ought to just be prepared for something, an October surprise or an event on the world stage that could affect our election.
I'm even thinking that the hurricane response that's happening
Absolutely.
Right now, that could be impacting November's election.
If you recall Hurricane Katrina, did that to George W. Bush. That remains to be seen. How fast and how effective the government deals with this. I'll tell you what I heard yesterday was that the sections of North Carolina that were hit the hardest happened to be heavily Republican. North Carolina is a key state. Are those people going to be able to vote in less than 5 weeks now? And so that injects something of an unknown into the election and how it might turn out.
Carl, always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Carl Calabrese, Republican strategist and a regular WBEN contributor. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.